You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Have you ever craved something, say ice cream, and you have set your mind on getting it no matter what it takes? This quarantine is making me crave for a lot of things. Well, our meditation from Romans 8:7-14 makes us ask ourselves, where do we set our minds on? Verse 7 says, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot." The Greek word for mind here is phronema, which means inclination or purpose. So when we say that the mind is set on the flesh, it basically means one's purpose is to just follow his own desires, only concerned with self-satisfaction. And consequently, it would be hard for someone to please God if his sole intention is to please himself. The mind is a powerful thing. As Craig Rochelle, a megachurch pastor, said, "Your life is moving to the direction of your strongest thoughts." That's why in Romans 12, Paul says, "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So when we believe in God, we rewire our thinking from being governed by the flesh to setting our direction towards following Christ. We get to reorient our lives, including our desires, that we may live according to God's ways. This is somehow very similar to our meditation yesterday. So through faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is given to us, to live in us. So Christ belongs to us, and therefore we belong to him. And then I find this verse 10 very reassuring. "But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness." It is our reality that even though we already belong to Jesus, we still commit sins. And if we continue in our sins, then we are still subject to death. But thanks be to God, we have the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us and helps us turn away from sin. It's the Holy Spirit who writes the law in our hearts, teaching us to love God and our neighbor. And the more we let the Holy Spirit work in us, the more we grow in righteousness. Every day, I have to remind myself that it's not about me. I think we all need a reminder from the Spirit time and time again, because it is just so hard to think about pleasing God all the time. May we all find comfort in verse 14 then. "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." For me, this means we already have a Father who's constantly thinking about us. He is our Father who desires that we may be like him. And if so, we really have nothing to worry about. It just really makes sense to set our minds on him whose mind is set on loving us. Well, but I think I'm still justified to crave for ice cream these days. Anyway, here are some questions for our meditation. First, what are your strongest thoughts? Which direction are these leading you to? Second, how can you take every negative thought captive that you may reorient your thinking? And third, what will help you set your mind fully on the Lord?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.